Masechet Kelim, Perikur Aleph, Mishnah Bet, another law when it comes to metal Kelim. Mishnah says, Kol Kele Matakot, Sheyesh Lo Shem, Bifne Atzmo Tameh, any type of utensil that has its own name as opposed to being part of a bigger item could become Tameh on its own. For example, a knife. A knife is used on its own and it's not attached to anything else, so it could become Tameh. It's its own independent Keli, so therefore it could become independently Tameh. But an object who is named a part of something, for example, a branch of a menorah, is not considered to be its own Keli, so therefore it cannot become Tameh on its own, but only when it's attached to a Keli that it belongs to. Halacha is, this only applies to flat Kelim, flat metal keli, but a keli that has a container can receive tum'ah regardless of its name, regardless of its purpose, because the container makes it a keli in its own right automatically. So we have to qualify our Mishnah and say it's only talking about metal because only metal kelim can become tameh, even if they're flat and if they lack a container. But the following kelim that we're going to list are not connected to tum'ah. They cannot become tameh, even though they have their own name, they have their own purpose. Chutz min hadelet, the previous rule applies that all metal kelim that have their own name has become tameh, applies except for a door. Umin haneged, or a door stopper. Umin haminal, or a lock. Vehapota shetahat asir, or the socket that's under the pivot of the door, v'hasir, the pivot itself, v'akora, the beam in the ceiling of a house, v'hasinor, and a drain pipe. Even though these metal kelim have names of their own, they cannot become tameh, shina asula karka, because they were made to be attached to the ground or to a house that's attached to the ground, and any keli made to be attached to the ground cannot become tameh. So here's all different components of a door that hinges, some sort of object that it would hang on, and therefore what we're saying over here is all of these items, even though they're metal kelim, since they're attached to the ground in some capacity, something that's mehubar lakarka, connected to the ground, cannot become tameh. Everything we mentioned in this Mishnah cannot become tameh.